We will use this as our time to bring into membership the three new members that we have. So, Casey, would you come up, please? As she's coming up, I just want to, I know, probably goes without saying, but it is very humbling and overwhelming for me to be part of God bringing His body together, as He brings believers together to be in a local assembly. And it's when I think about the three people that are becoming members today and the circumstances in with which they came and all of the providential care of God that brought them here, I'm extremely thankful and humbled, and I'm very excited in the Lord to have them be here with us. So Casey, if you would please just give us your testimony of before Christ and when you believe or when you know to be have been saved, or and then what life has looked like since.
Let me start off with my parents were divorced when I was an infant, and I never knew them together. So we never had a family as one, and that became an idol throughout my whole life, was just longing for a family. I had no religious upbringing. We only went to a church when it was, a wedding or a funeral. So not until actually later in my life did I actually hear the gospel for the first time. In my junior year of high school, I moved to West Liberty to live with my dad, and that became a new lifestyle for me because I didn't have a relationship with him. And I met my husband, Jay, in high school, and I saw his family life, which became this perfect family. They were married, had four kids, and I ended up spending much of my time there. We then were dating and lived the sinful lifestyle. And his family is Catholic, and so I went about becoming a Catholic because I thought it was the right thing to do, and that was what they would accept me for. We were married under the Catholic Church. We were the good kids. We bought a house but didn't live in it, but yet we were still being sinful in other ways. I was involved with a big group of friends that we prided ourselves in knowing what was going on in our small town. We always had the gossip of everything, and my friend and I were the ones who you would come to find out what was going on. And that became a big area in my life that the Lord later on rebuked me for, and I lost a friendship through that. So Jay and I got married, had Thayer, and we moved to Ankeny, and we quickly started to decline financially. I became pregnant with the twins and had them early at 33 weeks. Our household was stressful. Jay was working two jobs, and we pretty much were falling apart, not caring about each other, not loving each other like we should have. There was an insurance mistake that occurred, and we pretty much were at our lowest, so we thought. Jay started telling me about these two guys at his work who started sharing the gospel with him, and I would just come home, and he would come home, and I would just eat it up. And I finally said, well, they kept asking to have a Bible study, and I agreed to it, and I said, what else do we have to lose? And so that first night, I remember just weeping over all the sin that I could see in my life, the gossip, the control, lying, just how wicked I was. And that weighed on me all that week until the next few Bible studies. We kept going over that I could not have a relationship with God. I couldn't, because of my sin, and there were areas that I needed to address. And then they started sharing with me that there was hope for me, but I needed to seek the Lord and confess my sins. And so November 2nd, 2008 was the night I remember weeping on my living room floor and just asking God to forgive me and repenting of my idolatry of a perfect family, my gossiping, the control I had, the anger, the bitterness I had. And I laid those at the cross. And Romans 5, 1 through 11 became so open. It, like, my eyes were just completely open. The scales were removed. And hearing that through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produce endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that just became my whole new outlook, that we would get through all of these struggles, and it wasn't going to be beautiful, it was going to be a mess, but God was going to push on us and press us into him. And I believe that was when I fully believed and trusted the Lord in that time. Since then, God has pressed in me in areas of the gossip. I lost a friend. I shared with her how Christ changed me. She told me I was a completely different person. And we tried to stay in contact, and I tried to share with her how I had been changed by Christ, and she told me to have a good life. So I no longer desired to take news and spread it anymore. I feel that God was gracious in removing that desire. He also taught me to allow my husband to lead and be a submissive wife, which I'm still learning today. And the idolatry of a family, there's still, sometimes I still desire the quote-unquote perfect family, but God has worked on me in ways that he is all I need. So that's, I could go on about more, but that's kind of where I'm at now.
So is there anything else you'd want to make sure we hear from you? That's not on that piece of paper that's on your heart. It's okay. If there is, there is. If there isn't, there isn't.
You know, I just feel God has brought us here to Grace after pursuing my husband in great conviction on how to lead our family, and me slowly learning the real gospel and what it truly means. And I'm so thankful that we are here.
Great. Praise God. Jay. It was an unintentional, wonderful play on words. I'm so thankful that God has brought us to Grace.